and we'll forego the other FYIs. I'm never sure whether it actually gets to my website or not. I definitely know it's getting split and sent to at least to another place. There's occasionally, when I look at the menu of possible connection routes, you know, I upload at the Oakland Public Library. There are sometimes two Oakland Library hotspots available on the menu. So, I mean, it's been an ongoing problem that I can't actually connect to the Oakland Library unless it's selected for me. So that's why I'm never sure whether it goes directly or is only gets to my website or to my web host through this intermediary route through the drone, which they are have on me 24/7, only further away, off in the distance, I imagine a stronger one or something.
Used to flow blue, it's now flowing black. Many a doctor can try, but only heaven knows why. When it comes to love, why do some men turn it back? Can't somebody please tell me?
Several themes are converging, coalescing around the twin or dual problems, aspects really of a single problem. How do we ignore power? And how do we overcome the fear that we'll not be able to survive materially if we put what our bodies say first? First, the question itself, we have to remember, comes from a class-bound mindset. The degree of the manipulation of our thought by the global statesman is far greater than we knew. For it to keep from our conscious mind a truth that blares so glaringly, that for an infinitesimally small number among us to drag 7 billion around by their necks or short hairs is nuts. As Prince says, we have been living in a state of insanity for centuries, put conservatively. But the insanity of it now has become so conspicuous, the materialized and accumulated result of the aggregated extortion of millennia, the extraction from us of our life substance so enormous that it can no longer be concealed in us, in the conditioning performed on us, which is the insanity of power hiding in us, imposed by those who long to rule. The process of internalization of our false identification with power is beginning to break down, or has stopped in many of us. Though the enormity of the crimes concealed by this internalization takes time and discussion for us to absorb and respond to. Small examples of this call to and response from thought probably occur a dozen times or more throughout our day. An internalization is just a mental preset, an automatic assumption or expectation which, until it's interrupted by new information, and of course, we're describing in micro the larger process, Prudencel, when in describing prejudices, he wrote, enclosed within a circle, our mind revolves about itself until a new observation, creating within us new ideas, brings to view an external principle which delivers us from the phantom by which our imagination is possessed. And we discussed that in our December 27, 2015 show. That's the audio file, Mayday Feeling Thinking. As Proudhon suggests, we simply go with the mental preset until we get new information. As well, why not? We have to prioritize what gets our attention as we meander through life on our various survival missions. There's so much competing for it, which is why a process of hearkening is key for our beginning to take in or sit with information that's been suppressed, so that we may grow beyond the rote response that we fall back on as a substitute for thinking and living authentically, as opposed to being always either hyper alert, on defense, reactive, in despair or distress, or in emotional paralysis. One mini illustration from my 3 a.m. or so walk at Lakeside Park at Lake Merritt on the morning of October 24, 2017. A man I took for a long, wide route stretched along the ground, and really, what I took it for was more just an extenuation of the trunk. And I think intentionally in some cases, they've been trying to get rid of a lot more trees, it seems. But then when they flood the root, it can destabilize the tree. But however it happens, the tree trunk over time sometimes lays down on the ground. Well, this is sort of what I took for a root, or ice. This trunk, took for a trunk, I should say. What I took for a wide horizontal trunk lying on the ground at the base of a tree, or the tree itself, near where I feed ducks daily, who was camouflaged effectively by a dark brown blanket and by the incongruousness of the spot for sleeping. A rather too definitive slope for comfort on damp ground in a grove by a goose run. Sprinkler systems at any moment available to dampen further his experience. Given how I am hounded there, I ultimately assumed he was an agent. The drone that emerged in the distance, approaching the silhouetted buildingscape on the lakeside opposite, and another man walking higher up the slope where I stood, confirmed this assumption to my satisfaction. Near where I feed ducks daily, I got my first glimpse of what I took for a root. I mentally assessed its span, took a long step across it, at which moment a dog started barking, and the man with it sat up from undercover and feigned outrage, shouting for me to identify myself. And I had to stop and take a look at him. And in that moment, my assumptions readjusted. Point being, we have to get a good look at something before we can react to it. I believe this is the moment we're in globally. We are getting a good look at what has been hidden power, visible now, thanks to our emissaries from love, each one making for their life's work the exposure of an important angle on it, a key piece of the puzzle of why the realization of our basic nature of good, of love, keeps getting thwarted. Once we have finally established global freedom, you would not believe how many buses just like this, empty, and in this case, a completely unneeded whatever it is at 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning. But you would not believe the number of buses that are diverted up San Pablo Avenue at 2:30 in the morning that say not in service. A lot, let's just say, which is, why one of the small examples of how the coerced work system is how fascism, excuse me, is the mechanism, is a key mechanism for the operation. Did I say that right? Of fascism and how it hides right under our noses. You know, it trips me out thinking how my whole life it has been right there, never discussed by the so-called left because we haven't had the analysis in which to do it. We're doing that now, correcting that gap in our understanding. It really is key. We're going to talk about that again or further in a minute.
The night fell darkest in Persia. Used to flow blue, it's now flowing black. Many a doctor can try, but only heaven knows why. When it comes to love, why do some men turn it back? Can somebody please tell me? Took my picture and he asked if I'd buy it. I said, I guess I don't know how. Oh, oh, friends will say, get up while the getting is hot. But you better watch out, they'll kiss you until they get you got, and they'll show you the friends that they're not. Oh, friends forsake.